73. It's good talking with you, and I ain't been doing anything else but being around the house.
Hey, Richard, KK4RQO.
Got a spot picked out and got a building ready to go in for your yard equipment business there, Cody.
I think that's just a matter of getting the money to put the building up. yeah, I got a spot. I've already got a spot ready for it. Just got to get the money to put the concrete pad down and put everything together. The story, I'm working on a home light chainsaw to get the model on that thing. But anyways, and the fella brings it to me, says, so yeah, it won't run, it's leaking gas, and this, that, and the other. I'm like, okay. So I checked the gas lines, they feel pretty good, they aren't broke, everything's hooked up like it's supposed to be. It's okay. And put about enough gas to give it, you know, or get a good swaller in your run. So I told us that the first thing I'm worried about is getting the thing running. After I get it running, then I'll fix your leak. But ain't no point worrying about the fuel leak until we get the thing running. So I get into the thing, I call him up and says, he wouldn't mess with his saw before because there's a screw missing out of the top of it. And two screws that holds the little top shroud that covers the air filter and all that stuff over. There's one screw missing out from there, and the high idle was turned all the way in. Well, I thought that was the case. It looked like compared to the other one, because I was adjusting the other one just fine. And after I talked to him, I decided to take a close-up picture where I could zoom in and take a good look at it, and I was like, really? Looking at it from a distance, it looked like it had a split in it where I could run a flathead down in there like most other things like that, but nope. It's that same old splined head. So I called him up. I said, bad news. I won't go get the thing running for about another week. So I said, so I get my tools in. I'll get you up and going, and you can come and get it.
He's been messing with the fuel lines, because that's what the problem is. Just need a fuel line put on it.
I wish it was that simple. I really do. But like I told a few folks, I thought they'd get kind of... call it for what it's worth, is that I'd have some folks, my dumb, my division thing, you know, I can work on my equipment, you know, you don't drive, you can't see as well, and that, well, blah, 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 blah. Now you probably heard me talk through it once, that launch more than just turning screws and, you know, checking tension or whatever, it's all that you gotta know how to smell the sound, you know. But when I cranked up, and I didn't even get a chance to smell it good, I just cranked up, heard it run, and it ran for about 2 or 3 seconds and died. I said, that right there is a carburetor adjustment issue.
Dealing with on my pool land.
Originally, I was actually going to put notice on a big sign on the front of the shop. I do not mess with these particular brands, hauling home lights and so on and so forth, but then I thought, you know what, that's the ones where the most money is, because they break all the time and it's repeat business. So maybe I just need to consider it a blessing because I have more cash flowing in quicker.
You don't overcharge them to work on it, their hour rate. That could be the way it is, KK4FTU.
Well, depending on what this thing needs, I'm not even going to do an hourly rate on it because of the circumstance on this one. Well, I mean, I probably will, but I'm going to probably end up cutting it a little bit because it's for a elderly lady The fella I know from down the road sent it over to me because he knows I do the stuff. He said, yeah, she, you know, if you can help her, I just grab it. Yeah. So I cut her, you know, a deal. And, there's a few other folks I do that for, you know, based on their circumstances. But, yeah, some of this stuff, once you get the right stuff in hand, like what I'm doing with these tools, will be coming in next week. Just makes life a lot easier, that's for sure. Actually, if I had the right screwdriver, I wouldn't have even had to pull that trout off to open the thing up. Most likely, I could have just tuned it up, been around the door. But I may, once I get it tuned up, I may go ahead and pull everything apart, put the new fuel lines in, and just call it done. I don't know how old the saw is or what, anything, so. Yeah, I'll probably just go in there and put new fuel lines and just get her freshened up.
If I've ventured into, they won't work on anything that they don't sell as far as that goes, because they because the issues, and you'd buy, pay more for their work than you could go to the big box stores and buy another one of the cheaper brands.
That's the reason why I'm not going 100% say I won't mess with the stuff, but I'm going to be very picky of who I do it for, because you're right. I mean, you're about cheaper just to buy a new saw than to go through all the headaches. That's the way they got these things crammed together. I could get the hex head bolts out, screw that, pull the air filter assembly off of the carburetor, and even look at the gas line. That was going left. Like, I'll worry about that when I get to it. I had the choke come off of it, and I'm like, oh boy, but that was easy enough to reinstall. It was just just had to hold it just right and hold your mouth just right off to the side. But yeah, I mean, the way they do these things now, yeah, it really is it's about cheaper just to buy a new saw and throw it out the window.
Order parts.
I have ended up with another situation like I did back when I tried this the first time, where I ended up, people just threw their hands up, left some of their stuff there because they didn't want to pay me and I already had stuff in it, and they said I could just have it. To get another saw like that, probably what I'll do is I'll pull the bar off of it, throw that out, throw the chain out, and depending on how good the motor is on it, I might make me a weed eater on steroids.
You got a sign up. Anything left after they've been notified 30 days, either you start charging a storage fee or it belongs to you, KK4FTU.
Official shop, they're going to be posted. There's going to be stuff posted on the doors, on the walls. Yeah, there ain't going to be no denying you was warned. Even when I do the, I decide to do the receipts and all that junk, even be in their ticket. If you don't pick it up 30 days after it's been repaired, it'll cost you this much by the day. And if you don't pick it up after 10 days after that, it's fine.
KK4FTU. Well, I think it's just you and me.
I got to see them. Got tired and went to bed or something. Guess you done got too old to stay up with us or something.
Eating, trying to keep Sheba from eating his snack or his supper.
Roger, roger on that. Oh, mercy. I tell you, I got a fun project ahead of me tomorrow. It's a project that I semi-looking forward to, but dreading at the same note. I got to do a complete transmission and front end fluid change on that tractor. First one. Oh, it's first change. Oh boy, that should be a fun process and project to work with.
I'm going to call the dealer and have them do it for you. KK4FTU.
No, process charged me by the hour. I just seem to buy the stuff and do it myself.
Doesn't mean that, Cody. KK4FTU. I knew you were going to do it. That's That's like me. If I can do it, I'm going to do it just because I know I want to make sure it's done to my specifications and make sure it's done right.
Actually, I wasn't paying attention. Now, some folks actually do seriously think, you know, because, oh, what do you got at the disposal, this and that and the other? And I'm like, and I come say, you know, I got this big old brush pile out back that's building up, and I'll dump that old fluid right all over that fire and watch it go boom, and just roast it right into the sky.
If you're going to do that, you can take it back to where you buy the fluid, and I know the auto parts stores will take it to recycle it.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I could do that too, but I mean, it is kind of fun when you get a big brush pile and you throw that on there and it just looks like something blew up in your backyard. Freaked the neighbors out the first few times we was burning a big old brush pile below one of our rental houses, and neighbors in the road come running up the road and thought the barn was on fire as big as the smoke cloud was filling off of that thing. They're going, nope, just burning brush.
Brush last weekend, had some cooking oil I draped all over. Now, my pile wasn't real big, but I needed to get it taken care of so I could mow.
Another thing I had fun with, I told you about the ordeal from last week, where the cow about lost her hoof on 85, didn't I? Did I tell you about that already?
K4FTU.
That was an experience, to say the least. But the short of it is, went to get these few cows, and there's folks that are going to be picking up two or four cows tomorrow anyways. And they wanted a trailer. So Mom found them a trailer on Craigslist. We went after the trailer. And the feller did this, that, and the other. He's like, oh, yeah, and I put some boards in, but they're fitting, they're tight. And I'm thinking to myself, I saw a few things. Now, if it's me personally, and I was the one buying it, I would have walked away. Because there was a lot of stuff I personally thought was an issue. Like, one, if you're selling a trailer and it says, man, new tires, new brakes, new wire, new lights, painted. Well, I expect to see new tires on it. This thing still had the rotten old tires on it. Had to wait about 30 or 45 minutes for them to go put the new tires on it. The other thing they did that I was like, really? The safety chain. There was only one safety chain on them. Like, yeah, that's real bright. Let's see, the other thing on the floor, it might have been pressed in there, but there was a big enough gap in there, and if you pushed all them boards together, there was enough of a gap that you could actually stick your foot through it, and that's exactly what happened. We were driving down the road, cows steps through it, picks up, pulls the board up, and ends up beating our hoof off between Sugarloaf and 85.
Same here for KK4FTU.
Mercy. Well, yeah, and the reason why I'd say tell you this is because used to, I'd clean the trailers out and take all the straw and junk and dump it on the compost pile. But considering circumstances that we don't run the cows, you know, until they've been disease tested, we got her out in the catch pen until we get all the results back. So that's what you want to do with all the straw crap out of that trailer? And I said, you want to try and salvage it? It's like, well, yeah, salvage the stuff in the back, or if, I don't remember. I kind of already shoveled it all out in one pile because I didn't want to get done. Like, it's doing other things. So I ended up taking all the straw and dumping it into a pile out in the middle of the driveway and throwing a match to it, and, yeah, that made for an interesting burn pile.
Well, I think I'm going to call her tonight because wife's been asleep for a while, and she's going to want to get up early in the morning and want me to get up to go with her.
Roger, roger on that. Oh, mercy. Yeah, I think it is atmospheric conditions because tomorrow I started a little while ago. I said the power is like 50, 51, 52 watts. At 1.26, 1.27 SWR was about 0.54 or 50 on the flex power. Well, now it's 1.27, 0.54 reflective, 54.890, say 55.1 there. So, I think it is just atmospheric.
We were there for a minute, and who knows what kind of weather is getting between you and the Caesar's head there, so I believe it's atmospheric. You shouldn't have to keep adjusting your antenna if everything's working right, and if it's not fluctuating, it means all your wiring to the SWR meter's right and wiring to the antenna's right, because if it was a wiring issue, you'd be seeing a lot more fluctuation in the numbers, KK4FTU.
SWR is holding solid at 1.2, if you drop to the 7 or the 6 or the 8 or whatever. But yeah, everything else is selling up there. Just riding and carrying on, but the SWR is holding between a 1.26 and 1.27, so I can worry about it. Yeah. Goes back to what I said, yep, it's probably been atmospheric all along there. Lordy, lordy, lordy. But, alrighty, we'll let you go. I'll catch you later on, my friend. KK4RQO, be clear after your final.
I'm going to check out, it's called The Triangle. It's a three-episode show. They catch it on YouTube. It's an older show, but it's good. It talks about the Bermuda Triangle and a bunch of different things going on, how they explained it, and it's a really good show. You know, I believe you would like it, but also I definitely know you would like Rambo Last Blood. It's one of those blood and guts ones with a lot of fighting going in. 73, my friend, we'll do it again. KK4FTU, clear.
On that, KK4RQO, clear, and QRT.